tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. President Trump has been diagnosed with chronic venous insufficiency, where damaged leg veins fail to keep blood flowing properly. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says it's a benign condition and the president is in no discomfort.
The president remains in excellent health.
She says doctors checked him over thoroughly.
An echocardiogram was also performed and confirmed normal cardiac structure and function. No signs of heart failure, renal impairment, or systemic illness were identified.
Recent photos showed makeup covering bruising on the president's hand. More on that from CBS's Willie James Inman.
The White House press corps has asked previously about this, about the bruising on the president's hands and past cases. The White House has essentially said that the president shakes a lot of hands. He's working for the American people, so perhaps that was the reason for this.
Leavitt also blamed the bruising on the aspirin Trump takes to keep his heart healthy. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is once again urging residents to ride their ATVs and UTVs responsibly as they see increased fatalities again this year. According to DNR data, there have already been 21 fatal crashes this year, a similar pace to last year when 40 were recorded. The state saw just 21 fatal crashes in 2022 and 32 in 2023. DNR officials say increased use of the vehicles has contributed to the increase in fatalities, as well as the overall number of crashes, injuries, and citations issued. A federal court ruling found Wisconsin must stop denying unemployment insurance to applicants who are also receiving Social Security disability insurance. The court ruled that a 12-year-old state law that barred unemployment insurance for Social Security disability insurance recipients unlawfully discriminates against people with disabilities. The law was signed by former Republican Governor Scott Walker in 2013 and argued that people receiving assistance from both programs were double-dipping and potentially even committing fraud. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is seeking input from the community on a proposed dredge cut in Pierce County. The dredge cut would be done below Goose Bay in Pierce County, and officials say it will minimize the need for emergency dredging in the future. The dredging project is meant to ensure commercial goods can continue to be shipped efficiently along the Mississippi River. The agency is seeking public comment on their draft environment assessment for the project, which can be submitted online and will be accepted until August 9th. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation to restore nearly $2 million in funding for the Veteran Housing and Recovery Program. The funding was removed from the new state budget by the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. Governor Tony Evers strongly criticized that decision, which would force two short-term housing facilities in Chippewa Falls and Green Bay to close in September without the additional funding in this new legislation. The program provides temporary housing, job training, and resources to veterans facing homelessness. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Brewers head to the West Coast. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers open up a three-game series tomorrow night at Dodgers Stadium, but whether Sal Frelick will play remains a question mark. The right fielder and Brewers leadoff batter suffering a hamstring injury on Sunday and underwent an MRI. Doctors say Frelick suffered a minor strain but is day-to-day for now. NBA, the Bucks wrapped up their summer league schedule with a loss to the Chicago Bulls 102-96. Former Bucks center Brook Lopez, now with the Clippers, asked about his two-year $18 million deal with L.A. at the age of 37.
The money's nice. It's that's not what it's about for me. You know, I love playing. I love hooping. I've loved it since I was a little kid. I watched my older brothers play. I've just always been around it, you know, and I love winning just as much. I want to keep winning. I got a great taste for it in Milwaukee, and these guys are all about that here, and I'm all about it, so it's a perfect fit.
That's the Clippers, Brook Lopez. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A fall feel today with sunny skies and highs crisp in the mid-70s. Tomorrow it'll be beautiful to start, clouds increasing with a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Chances continue into the night and linger early Saturday morning before more sunshine and highs flirt with the 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 68.
Matt Nair on air.
Author of America, Let Me In, Felipe Torres Medina is here.
My funny book about immigration. You can see how the current administration and their policies are affecting the communities. But I'm a comedian. It is really sad, but how about some jokes? Because that's the only way I can, you know.
If we don't take a moment to laugh about something, we're all going to self-destruct.
100%.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Milwaukee film critic, Mr. Matt Miller. I know you saw this. I saw 28 Years Later as well. I really liked it. My wife loved it, and we're not really horror people, but just something that grabbed. It's just great storytelling.
It is simultaneously what you would want from a zombie movie and something completely different. It's just a really fascinating movie, and one I hope people keep checking out.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, day number 3 of our road trip in northern Wisconsin. We're broadcasting live from the lot in Hayward. We're going to be joined by Mark Lundeen from WBZH in Hayward.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
On location, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. Pursuing truth wherever it may lead. Here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh here in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin, on location at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer back at the world headquarters in downtown Madison, Wisconsin, welcoming hour number 2 of the big broadcast here on Thursday, July 17th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. We are here. It is 6 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Zommers, if you ever, I know you come up here hunting with your family and stuff once in a while. Have you ever been to Butternut proper?
No, I have not, but I'll have to change that.
Gotta change it. It is a beautiful, beautiful community. And by the way, if you're listening to us on the Buzz of the North in Hayward, WBZH, come on by, because Darla and Big G from our studios up here in Park Falls and Hayward, they are right outside of the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. You can spin the prize wheel, go home with some good swag, meet Big G, meet Darla. Jane Matinair is still here. Greg Bach is still here. Heck, we even brought Kringle from Racine from earlier in the week and stopped by. It's a good time had by all. Join us here at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. It is coming up on 8 now, past the hour of 3 o'clock. Later on this hour, we're going to talk to Big G, going to talk to Jane Matinair and Greg Bach about this wonderful tour around Wisconsin, and also going to do a little what's worse for you. But right now, once again, these great sponsors that have made this tour possible, and one of them is Lena's Northern Pines here in the great North Woods. And joining me at the desk, the proprietor and the person it's named after, Lena Matola of Lena's Northern Pines. Lena, thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Pleasure to meet you, Todd. Well, and hello, everybody.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to meet you. Number one, thanks for your partnership and your sponsorship, because these things don't happen without people like you. So thank you very much. We appreciate that. Number two, start out, tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, and what led you to this, getting into the resort business.
Getting into the resort business. Well, it all started with my husband's side of the family back in the 1940s. They moved up into Peeksville in Glidden. And over the years, as my husband and I got married and we had children, we brought the children up for vacation time, visiting people. I've known more about Glidden than most people realize for about 27, 28 years. And about 4 years ago, we stepped in to help a family member, and we bought some property up in Glidden, and the bar up there was still for sale. So we purchased the bar 4 years ago. We just saw our anniversary the beginning of June at Lena's Bar and Grill, located at 71 North Grant Street in Glidden. And then about 15, 16 months ago, the Northern Pines, it used to be called the Timber Breeze, out on beautiful Butternut Lake, had been up for sale, and it caught my husband's eye. And he said, "Hey, sweetie, you wanna go fix another thing up?" And I said, "Sure, let's go. I get bored very easily, Todd." So, and we just experienced our one-year anniversary with the Northern Pines a couple weeks ago also.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exciting. So did you have a background in resort or hotel management or anything? What did you do prior to this?
Oh, customer service from McDonald's to Walgreens to UPS. I've been in the corporate world for about 30 years. Okay. I do have degrees, associate's, bachelor's, and master's degree. I did a lot of people practices, a lot of human resources, what you would say, boots on the ground, not behind a computer, but actually working with people, hiring, firing, hitting goals, just basically cleaning things up and making them better. So.
I tell people I have a mutt resume. I've done everything to be a GM in a sports bar to politics to government to radio to retail. And I think that someone that has a well-rounded resume like that, I think it just makes it easier, correct me if I'm wrong, to talk to people naturally because you just have that experience.
Absolutely. You have to have the boots on the ground and those things that come out of left field that you don't plan for, but yet they're a surprise. You power through them, you learn, you grow from them, and you just make things better, better choices with people, better choices for people. I take great pride in the fact that between our two businesses, between Glidden and Butternut, we employ 22 people.
Wow.
So, yes, very proud of that fact. We provide a decent living, fair wage for those that are working for us. And I'm a stickler, Todd. I have to have the best around me because I can only be as good as the people I have around me. And our success, my husband and Frank and I, it's because of the people we put around us.
Well, sign of a great leader is somebody who's not afraid to have talented people around him. You know, some people in this world, they want people that aren't as good as them or they don't think are as good to make them look better. I've always believed that if you hire and surround yourself with people that are as or more talented, it just makes you look better.
Right. There's no need to feel insecure about that because the more they know, the more you learn from that and you make it even better.
Absolutely. So we go all over the state. People that might be listening in Green Bay or Madison, Milwaukee, La Crosse, think, hey, I've always wanted to go up north. If they find their way to Lena's Northern Pines Resort, what can they expect?
They can expect to see a beautiful lake out front. The sunset is different every night, whether it's cloudy or you can see the sun. It's just absolutely beautiful and serene. We do have 10 lodging units out there that are available year-round. For those of you that are avid ATVers and snowmobilers, the ATV trail is right near the resort. The snowmobile trail actually goes right through the center of the lake, up the center of our property and across the way. Our lodging units are available year-round, and our new mantra is all trails lead to Lena's, because you can take a trail from the Pines up to the bar in Glidden and from the bar in Glidden down to the Pines. And for those of you on the outskirts, Hayward, Mercer, and up in Iron County, you guys and gals are missing a gem. Whether you're coming to the bar in Glidden or down to the Pines, you're missing gems within the community that you guys don't realize are out there. A lot of great places in between the there and here.
I absolutely love it. We're speaking with Lena Mottola. She is a proprietor and owner of Lena's Northern Pines Resort here on Butternut Lake, where Greg and Jane and I are going to be staying tonight. We appreciate your sponsorship so much. I can't wait to see the sunset. And you're also kind enough, now you have a pontoon boat that we're going out on tonight. Is that something, if people want to just, do just the pontoon boat tour alone, or do they have to be guests at the Northern Pines Resort?
You do not need to be a guest. Just give us a call and you can rent the pontoon for the day. Whether you're a local or you're somebody that's coming up to visit the area and like to tool around on the lake, they are available at different times. You do have to call and make sure that they are available. We also have a fishing boat also for those of you that don't want to trailer your boats, you know, 7 or 8 hours away. We have that available. And also, Todd, we're your destination for dinner. We have some exquisite, nice, good up north cuisine available at the Northern Pines. Friday night is our fish fry. Saturday night, we've got the prime rib, and we've got the smoked pork buffet on Saturday nights. I get so many phone calls and taps out on Facebook about where are you located, what time is this, how much is it, and the word's really gotten out there. My cooks are just outstanding with the homemade soups. Every night is a homemade soup to go along with the salad bar out there.
So. I cannot wait to sample this later on tonight. And again, as a small business owner, you put 22, you said, folks-ish?
Yes. Yeah, 22. Between the two businesses, we have a grand total of 22 employees.
What's the biggest challenge right now for you as a small business owner here in Wisconsin? And what do you see for the future of small business?
Really tough in this area when the mills closed down, when the wood mills closed down, that really put a damper on the area towns. And I find myself in the position of trying to resurrect somewhat of a little economy around what my husband and I are trying to build here with the resort business and with the bar in Glidden. Hopefully we'll see more younger people move into the area that want a better quality of life and living up here. I mean, the air is fresh. Every morning you walk out, the pines smell in the air. Just the beautiful scenery, and it's a little bit slower paced.
Right.
We come from around the Chicagoland area. My husband and I were from the suburbs.
Yeah.
And the way of life up here reminds us of our childhood before it became just so crazy in those areas around the cities. So.
I grew up in Southwest Wisconsin. I could appreciate that because, you know, even there, we have folks that come from the Twin Cities or Chicago, even Milwaukee sometimes. They come out, oh, my gosh, I can actually see the stars out here.
The stars at night.
Even more pronounced up here, I think, in the North Woods.
Right. The schooling system up here is fantastic. The regular locals up here are fantastic. You get in trouble or something breaks. They have that extra tool in their truck that I laugh about because I didn't think of that. And they all jump in and they help each other. They look out for each other. And the history from the older folks, a lot of 70 and 80-year-old people up here, I swear they found the Fountain of Youth, Todd. They don't look their age. And I'm like, oh, thank God I moved here just in time before the wrinkles start setting in.
Exactly right, yeah.
But the wonderful stories and the history, especially all the families that were involved in the logging up here, when they were peeling popple, when they were kids themselves, and talking about their fathers and grandfathers with the horses and the mules, pulling the logs out of the woods, even the ticks, they would run through. Somebody would burlap sacks on the front of them to get the ticks before the guys walked through. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. But just those kind of stories and, you know, their ancestry, the people that came and settled these towns and areas, is just amazing.
Just a couple of minutes left here. I want to make sure we give you time. What have I not asked you or we haven't talked about yet that you want people across the state to know about you or your business, Lita's Northern Pines Resort?
What I'd like everybody to know is if you're passing through the area, make us your destination for dinner. If you're looking for a wonderful spot to stay for a couple nights, vacation with your friends or family, you can rent out the whole resort. I have several people that have already done that for next year.
Wow.
Keep in mind that the Northern Pines 2 is available 18 months out. You can make your reservations. And I'd like everybody to know to give us a chance out this way. If you're coming from, again, Ironwood, Mercer, Hayward, the trails are beautiful out here. They do a great job of grooming in the wintertime. And the people out here are just fantastic.
No, they really are. I was just looking at my chair here. We went over to, by the way, a shout out to the Butternut Cafe. Big G and the Darla took us over there. Another great sponsor here is Civic Media. Got myself my ATV, UTV, Ashland County map. I put the dollar in, so I paid for it. But with the lack of snow, UTV and ATV might be bigger now than snowmobiling? Yes or no?
Well, what I do know about the ATVs, again, I've had the Pines for a year and the bar in Glidden for 4 years. Mm-hmm. It's perfectly legal to ride all over the streets in Glidden. And coming and going. And now from the Northern Pines, you can also access into the town of Park Falls and a Butternut. So it's actually quite user friendly for those of you that like your ATVs and UTVs. Snowmobilers, though, you know, you have to stick to your trails, but there's a lot of great stopping off points as you're traveling through. And the other thing I would like everybody to know is that we welcome all. And it would be a pleasure to have you come in for a little bit of dinner, or if you're up in Glidden, stop in for a drink and say hello.
Absolutely fantastic. We're going to ask you the question because we're going to come back. We play this daily segment called What's Worse? The question today, Lena Mottola, what's worse, tourism or no tourism?
What's worse, obviously is no tourism.
Exactly, right? Yeah, that's the, I don't know, the writers came, no, but I suppose there are some people like, I
was just
tourists,
thinking,
but,
I went off in my head about the bad customers.
We don't want to go there. No, it's number one, thank you. Because you're part of what makes Wisconsin great, and your husband running these businesses, but also your sponsorship for Jane, Greg, and myself on this tour. Stop by, folks, at Lena's Northern Pines. Look them up on Facebook. We'll put the information in our show notes as well. We'll see you tonight, Lena, for dinner and a pontoon boat.
My pleasure. Take care, everybody.
Thank you so much. Lena Matola, everybody. Come on back. We will play What's Worse, and also Big G, Jane Matinera, and Greg Box straight ahead, live from Butternut on the Civic Media Radio Network.
93.5 The Tap.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Stephanie Bloomingdale, president of the Wisconsin AFL-CIO. The big brutal bill is basically an all-out assault on working Americans.
No tax on tips. It's not as good as it sounds because a lot of tipped workers are not paying that higher level of taxes right in the first place.
As the wealthiest among us dine at the feast of all feasts, don't be fooled by the table scraps.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals, he wants the lords, he wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Teachers are diverse, skilled leaders, innovating to prepare students for our fast-changing world. Teaching shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fish and whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. And when we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again. Again, again. Oh, my very first job, I said thank you and please.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show, live from Butternut, Wisconsin. We are here at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. Many thanks to Kelly Meredith, the proprietor here in downtown Butternut, along with our friends, our colleagues, Jane Matinera and Greg Bach of Matinera On Air, who started the day from 9 to 11 and then handed the broadcast baton off to us here to finish it out. What a beautiful day. I mean, the sun is out. It's the perfect temperature. Skies are blue. We had lunch at the Butternut Cafe with a bacon cheeseburger that was at the bacon alone. Look at this, Zombers. You could have made just a bacon sandwich out of the amount of bacon on the bacon cheeseburger. So I really had two sandwiches. Our colleagues, Jane and Greg, are over in hammocks out here in the backyard resting. And I should be in a – I'm not sure if I'll make it through the show because I'm very, very content.
I bet. It sounds like you are having a great time, and I wish I was there.
Jane and Greg are not in hammocks. They're working. But we still were so full and satisfied after being at the Butternut Cafe, we felt like we should have taken a nap.
Right.
But they're going to be along here in a few minutes. We're going to talk about the tour. We're going to talk more about this beautiful part of the state, which, again, really my only job here at Civic Media is one thing, and that is to make the legend, the broadcast legend that Jay Matner is, to make her dreams come true. I am the Lenny to the Laverne and Shirley that is Jane Matner. I'm here to make, because she had, but last year it was Amory. I got to go to Amory. And so I said, okay, we'll take you to Amory. And we had a lovely, lovely time. And now she said this year, she got a bee in her bonnet about Butterfield. No, Butternut, sorry.
Butternut. Where'd that come from?
And she said, I got to go to Butternut. And so we loaded up the truck and we moved to Beverly. We moved to Butternut. And it's been wonderful. So we're going to talk more about that. And if you're listening to us on WBZH, the Buzz of the North in Hayward, our great radio station up here, Talk News Station in the North Woods, stop on by here in downtown Butternut at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio, because Big G and Darla are here. You can spin the prize wheel, get some great prizes, meet them, meet Jane, meet Greg. We got Kringle from Racine. It's going to be a good time. Have by all. We're here for another 35 minutes or so until 4 o'clock or so. Right now, though, time at 25 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Time to play a speed round of What's Worse. Let's go. Yes, Zomers has turned up the dial on the record player. We still have we still use a vinyl record player at the world headquarters. Nicely done, Zomers. Nothing to give away. No prize money involved. Just your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 news, talk, and sports stations in the Civic Media Radio Network. All right. Category today, very appropriate, timely, timely indeed, as Mike Lucas says. What's worse, tourists or no tourists? Tourists or no tourists? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Download it at your Apple or Android device today. Simply go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media, download it. Takes less than a minute. It's free. It's what CBS's Gail King calls a deal. The Civic Media app. And here's why you got to have it, Zomers. Because tomorrow, even though Jane and Greg and I are on the road, Luke Mathers, when we met him in Oshkosh, he flew in via helicopter. Had to be very pricey, by the way, for Civic. He flew in via helicopter with his leather satchel that he oils with synthetic mink oil. And he pulled out 4 Milwaukee Brewer tickets for Jane, Greg, and I to give away tomorrow on our show. Join Jane and Greg at 9 to 11, us 2 to 4, and we will give you a key word in each of our shows, and then you have to text that word, and somebody by the end of tomorrow is going home with 4 club-level seats on our Friday ticket giveaway, Lollapalooza of Milwaukee Brewers tickets every Friday. Got to have the Civic Media app for that. All right, what's worse, tourists or no tourists? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Zomers, we already had one answer. Lena Matola was here, of course, is a proprietor of a resort. She says, well, no tourists are worse, of course. She looked at me like I was crazy. Which we all know that kind of
funny. It was funny.
It was kind of funny, wasn't it? What's worse? Zomers, what's your opinion on this?
This is, I know you said there's a clear answer and it's pretty cut and dry, but I will say there are some arguments against having tourists, like the extra impact on the environment from all the travel. And as Cam and Appleton said, essentially that, you know, impact from the travel and that it can price out locations and gentrify areas and things like that. Mm. So there are negative impacts from tourism, but also I do still think no tourists is worse, because it is good to make an area accessible to other people so that they can learn more about it. And especially for a place like Butternut, I don't think the economic impact is a huge the environmental impact is going to be a problem for people who just go up there and spend some time in nature.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's people. I think the great thing about people up here is they truly are conservationists and take care of the land up here. And so even if you have, you can live in harmony and peace with tourism and environment and being a great steward of the land. So, yeah, absolutely. What's worse, tourism or no tourism? 855-75-TOURISTS. Sorry, or no tourists, 855-752-4842. Now, on the graphic, for those watching on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, the graphic for no tourists. It says no lifeguards, no restrooms, no tourists. Because there are some yahoos that come up and just kind of, you know, wreak havoc. But I would say 95, 99% of the people that visit are wonderful, kind people just to enjoy the North Woods. Wouldn't you, Zomers?
I would. And I would also say I really want to go to Butternut and just hang out.
You got to get to Butternut. You have to be a Butternutter.
To what the people have
to say. That's
the
best part I've learned up here today is that the people that live here are called Butternutters.
That is amazing.
I love every part of that. All right, well, we'll do a longer version tomorrow. I think the correct answer is what's worse are no tourists. We love tourists up here. We love tourists in Wisconsin. Come and visit. Spend your money. We love that very much. And come back and see us soon. Come back. We have a sports and news update here. And Big G, Jay, Matt, and Eric, Little G, are on the other side. Don't go anywhere. We're live from Butternut on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Weather can be a farmer's best friend or one of their biggest challenges. I'm Kylie Allen with the Midwest Farm Report. Dr. Harkirit Kaur is a corn agronomist with UW-Madison. She's giving us a look into how the recent weather has affected the growth and development of this year's corn crop.
So most of the corn around the state is around V11, V12 at this point, and some of it is already moving forward with corn tassel and corn silking. That's actually interesting because we started off the season earlier than last year, but because of it being cooler in the later half of May and first half of June, the progress or the accumulation of, you know, growing degree units was really slower as opposed to the 30-year average. So it wasn't progressing as fast, but I would say last 2 to 3 weeks, things have been, you know, warming up, and we have been seeing a lot more faster progress.
UW-Madison corn agronomist Harkirit Kaur along with us. If you want to tell us how your crops are looking, let us know what's going on in your field by texting 877-301-FARM. That's 877-301-3276. Stick with us. I'll have a look at your closing markets after this.
Bavaria sausage is so much more than just award-winning brats. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke can attest to it. They've got all kinds of fantastic food, both online and in their store location, corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. Did you know that if you stop by Bavaria Sausage, you can pick up not only those award-winning brats for your grill, but also restaurant-quality cooking essentials like burgers, chicken, pork chops, and steak. They want your event to be fabulous, and they've got it all ready to go. As always, you can check out their website, BavariaSausage.com. Have goods delivered directly to you, or if you're in the area, stop on by. Corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg, open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. And don't forget, every Friday, rain or shine, they've got their fabulous brat fry. Follow them on Facebook to know exactly what flavor they're serving up. Bavaria Sausage.
I'm Kylie Allen, taking a look at your closing markets this Thursday afternoon. Cash corn closed at 402, down 3.25. New crop corn closed at 421, down 3. Cash soybeans closed at 1021.5, up 8. New crop soybeans closed at 1026.5, up 6. New crop wheat closed down 7.75 at 533.5. Class 3 milk contracts are trading at $17.75, up 29. September milk contracts are trading at $18.27, up 9. 40-pound block cheese closed up 1.5 at $1.64. Double A butter saw no change and closed at $2.53. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A fall feel today with sunny skies and highs crisp in the mid-70s. Tomorrow it'll be beautiful to start, clouds increasing with a chance of showers and storms in the afternoon. Chances continue into the night and linger early Saturday morning before more sunshine and highs flirt with the 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why? Why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I imagine we'll talk about Superman. It's the same thing I said about F1. It's a great video. The music is great. The action's great. The CGI is great. I don't feel like they had to really develop the characters. It was fine.
I thought they did a really good job of showing Superman's, you know, humility.
I agree with you there. One of my positives, it wasn't 2 hours and 40 minutes like every other blockbuster movie this summer, but lots to like there.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vandenplas, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. Then I'm joined by Jason Mansmith from the Thrasher Opera House. We're going to light a Thursday like it's a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Information. I made a bucket list. Changed the B to an F. I gave my give a damn the finger, so I got up and left. I quit worrying about people's expectations. And all that. If you're a little depressed, feel a little bit lost, maybe write it all down and then blow it all off. We're all a letter away from perpetual bliss. Cut a nap on the B of your bubble, bubble, bucket list.
That's right. Fulfilling Jane Matinera's bucket list. Changing a B to an F. Welcome back to the Todd Hallball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Little Kenny Chesney to kick off our last hour. Welcome back here live on location in beautiful Butternut, Wisconsin at the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery and Studio. Glad to have you along here at the table. That's right, the one, the only Jane Matinera and Greg Bach of Matinera on Air. Jane, I said it before, I am here to fulfill your bucket list wishes.
And I cannot thank you enough, and Big G and Darla and so many other people at Civic Media who made this possible. It's, you know, you get an idea in your head, you hear of somewhere and it's like, I would really like to go there because I think I would like it. I just do. And I do.
And
I think Butternut is great.
And Greg, I can't tell you how cool it's been. Jade and I got to do this last year. It's been cool to have you along this year. Brings a whole new energy. And we've talked, the three of us traveling around these great stories that too often we don't take time to cover.
Absolutely. It's wonderful to hear these individuals talking about the history of the town, whether it's we're going back far in history or we're just talking about growing up here in the town. And telling us these tales that are connective tissue to all of us here in Wisconsin. And we all know people who live in these like smaller towns, rural areas, and they're just as important to the story of what we do here at Civic Media as you said earlier, the news headlines we talk about, because they are us.
Yeah, absolutely. And these things don't happen, these trips, with our great sponsors. And we thank all the people for doing that, the people behind the scenes. And one of the main people that made this happen, Jane mentioned Darla, one of the GM here. But the other guy, he's big news. He's literally named Big G. We welcome in at the table here, my broadcast partner from the Birkenbinder in the last couple of years over in Hayward. And now, Big G, we get to work together in Butternut. Thanks for all you've done.
Well, thank you, Todd. We had a good time at the Birkenbinder there, and this is the fun part of the job right here, getting on the air, talking about life, talking about personalities, and meeting all these fine folks here. I mean, this is the area where you can walk down the street, you say hi, you go in a restaurant, I know half the people. Sometimes I don't even pay my bill. They say, your bill's been paid already. So, I mean,
we walked in the station, in the restaurant today at the Butternut Cafe, right? Yep. People say, hey, Big G.
Yeah. So, been up here since 1980, a lot of years, and met a lot of great folks. And like I say, I started with a radio station here. It was WCQM here about, four or five years ago, and then Civic Media, of course, in August of 23. So, I really like the company's mission and goals. Like I say, we talk about the local things, the things that matter to people. And like our station there, people listen to our station, 98Q Country, because they want to hear the obituaries. They want to hear about the Lions Club's tail twister. Yep. Or they want to hear about the KC's having their having their steak feed. I mean, it's all local, good-hearted stuff, and we're happy to let people know about what's going on up here in northern Wisconsin.
Well, and you nailed it, Big G, right there. I mean, I started radio at WRCO in Richland Center in southwest Wisconsin. Now that's also a part of Civic Media. And I'll tell you, the most important part of the broadcast day at WRCO are the obituaries. I know for some people that sounds goofy, but we get calls at the station. I'm sorry, my kid was crying. Can you tell me because that's a big deal in these communities.
Yep.
And so it's those community events and covering that only local radio could do on a daily basis.
Because you have bodies are on the ground.
This is a treat for me. I'm a pavement pounder by trade here, meaning I sell radio opportunities to all these fine businesses here. I'm really encouraged by the number of young folks. You heard from Lena here how she started up a business in Glidden, and she went the extra mile and now bought the Northern Pines Resort in Butternut. Even downtown Park Falls, some of these young folks are taking the bull by the horns and actually opening businesses in a climate that, frankly, is a little scary.
Yeah.
I feel like this area is kind of an undiscovered gem because we're still north of, you know, Wausau. We're pretty far north, and maybe you're not on some of the main routes anymore because certainly the interstate changed the fortunes of little towns up here.
Yes, definitely. Yep.
But you're not that far away. It's worth it. The lakes you have, the resources you have for people who like to camp and ATV, which is a big thing now, right?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
And just, again, the fishing, it's so beautiful and so peaceful.
All the outdoor sports, and of course, you've heard a lot of history here, the 67th annual Pioneer Days, 67 years that's been going on, and then the next weekend is the Flamborama. That's the 72nd Flamborama. So these festivals have been, you know, going on for years.
Long histories.
And, they're all put on by donations by businesses. You know, the chamber is in charge of them, but they take donations and everything, and everybody steps forward, and they're absolutely free. People can walk in, enjoy some great music. Chris Krause is going to be playing here Flamborama, Friday night of Flamborama, some great bands and stuff, so these folks look forward to every year to be able to come out and see their friends. You know, there's a lot of class reunions around that time. People come back and so forth. So it's just it's the festivals and everything, all the, you know, hunting, fishing, everything. And like I say, you walk down the street here, people say hi to you. And we enjoy, of course, we had a great lunch at Butternut Cafe there. And all these resorts and restaurants have great food. And just a lot to explore up here in the Northwoods.
Along with J. Matt Nair and Greg Bach at Matt Nair on Air, which will be broadcasting tomorrow starting at 9 a.m. until 11 from The Lot in Hayward. More on that later. We have Big G, our sales director here in the Northwoods for Civic Media, covering Park Falls here as well as Hayward and Amory as well. Big G, talk to us a little bit, because I want to go back to you about what you talked to Jay, Greg, and I at lunch. You just said it a while ago. You sell opportunities. And talk to the power of radio. People that might be listening to us on Hayward, on WBZH, or other places around the state of Wisconsin, you're not just selling ads. This isn't a transactional thing. Talk to us about your philosophy on what you do.
Right. We're creating an opportunity for these businesses to get their name out there, let folks know where they're at, and what they're all about. Like I said, we talked a little bit about, you know, convenience stations, gas stations, small grocery stores.
Tell us the story about that. You told us.
I can walk in 10 different convenience stores and grocery stores, and I can tell you something different about every one once I walk in. And sometimes I walk in and, holy cow, you got pizzas here? You deliver pizzas? I didn't know that. You know, I don't think anybody in Phillips or Park Falls knows that too. Let's talk about that. Somebody wants a pizza on a Friday night. They can call you up and get a pizza, you know, and you just run into, you know, you got live bait. Live bait's big up here.
I bet.
You know, fishing is really big up here. And on the weekends, you know, Sunday, who's open where you can get some worms or live bait? There's, you know, unless you tell people about that, they don't know that, you know. Yeah. So it's just, and it, like I say, it provides businesses an opportunity to get the word out there and speak to a huge audience.
Yeah.
You know, 18 counties for your 98Q country, and of course, HSM Muskie country. I mean, we got stations all the way from Hayward to Waukesha, and with all the digital opportunities now, the sky's the limit.
Yeah.
I mean, you can advertise to people down in Georgia if you want, from right from northern Wisconsin if you want, with a digital campaign. So,
Janie, we were talking at lunch. I mean, you've been in this business a long time. You've seen the best. You've seen the worst. For a successful salesperson, they just have a different gene.
Absolutely, because, again, you are selling, like you said, Big G, you are selling an opportunity, and you aren't selling something you can hold in your hand. Right. It's not a concrete thing. Here is your advertising. Right. But it's about fulfilling a need. It's about finding what the need is in a way to fill that that's going to not just be good for the business, but also be good for the community.
Right.
Because it all works together, yep, right?
100%. Big G, have something you want to talk to us about? Here's some of the fine sponsors who made this all possible.
Broadcast possible. First, I want to thank Kelly here at the Fanatical Fish Gallery for opening your place up for us here and having us live broadcast. And then Randy Smart and Marion Smart of Smart Plumbing and Heating right here in Butternut. We've got the filling station right here in Butternut. Great roast beef sandwiches, ice cream, you name it, excellent up there. Jay's Automotive, Park Falls, a great place to get your vehicle serviced. The Village Pit Stop, top of the hill in Butternut here. And then we've got Empty Pockets, Harvin Ben's Empty Pockets. They're located on the highway out here. Don't let Wednesday go by without getting their fried chicken special. Excellent.
There you go, guys. We gotta stay to Wednesday.
Now we're still nice week. Yeah.
4-piece fried chicken dinner.
Ooh.
And then we've got the Northern State Bank here, Ashley there, sponsor. We've got the Butternut Cafe, where we just had a great lunch this afternoon. And let's see, did I miss anybody here? Hope not.
We got time to go through it again before. We got a little time.
And then, of course, we got to thank Lena from Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Yeah, yes, she was our title sponsor, and she's actually putting your crew up tonight in a beautiful cabin right along the lake there. And she's going to give us a little. We're going to go for a little pontoon ride.
Yep.
Tonight after dinner.
Get some of the history around the lake. It's going to be fabulous.
Big G is playing Captain Stubing. He's going to be our captain on the love boat.
We're going to get him a captain's hat somewhere before.
There we go. And then of course we've got VJ there, the Northern Lights Inn, where you guys stayed last night.
Great place.
Thanks to all those sponsors. And if I missed anybody, I apologize, but I think I've covered everybody.
We had signature sign, Glenn Wagner.
Glenn Wagner, yep. Actually, he does all our trophies for the Classic Car Show that I got coming up here in Park Falls for Flamborama. So.
It's been great. Greg, what's your favorite thing so far? Well, we got some time left at Butternut, but what's your favorite memory or what we discovered so far at Butternut?
Well, I'm preparing myself to make the greatest memories of our pontoon adventure.
Oh, nice.
When I heard about my favorite, the only boat I would ever buy would be a pontoon boat. I don't want a fast one. I don't want a big one. I want a pontoon boat. And when Darla said we have a pontoon boat trip, I'm like, all right, now I'm officially very excited about this trip. Like, I was looking forward to hanging out, but when they said pontoon boat, I am like, yes, I am in. I am excited. I am happy. But yeah, I am very much looking forward to just cruising the lake, hearing some stories, and having a good time.
6 hours in a car with Todd. Pontoon boat, yes.
Well, we also did knock out most of Wicked Jesus Christ Superstar, and I believe Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat's next.
That's
next.
Coming, yes. Yeah. That's going to be on the playlist next. Yeah. Sorry, it's my pick, so that's what
And
we're
then
doing.
You guys are off to Hayward tomorrow.
Off to Hayward tomorrow. Jay, I know you guys are going to start that off at 9 o'clock. Yep. Looking
yes,
forward
indeed.
To that.
Absolutely, very much. We're going to talk to Mark is going to be joining us from WBCH in Hayward. We are hopefully going to be talking about the powwow that is going on. Mm-hmm. And also Dan Schaefer is scheduled to be with us.
Oh, fantastic. So, we may have some very big news on Matt Nair on air in the morning.
People are saying things. People are saying
You'll be at the lot there.
We will be out at the lot.
Famous place for eats, seats, and treats over there, entertainment every weekend.
Seats and treats.
Food trucks and all sorts of stuff going on there. Ariana, I'm hoping she can stop by.
Yep, that's
She's the owner, and she has a couple businesses in town.
Great.
And also one of our sponsors, River and Rains, Jennifer, from right across the street.
He's going to stop by as well.
Of course, Mark will be there. And I, unfortunately, will not be able to be there because I have a live remote here in Park Falls. So.
Oh. always work.
I'm committed on that. So.
Big G only appears at Hayward when there's snow.
I will be the replacement, just another G there.
The little G.
I'll be the little G.
All right,
there.
We're going to come back talk with little G, Big G, and Jane and Todd after this. We're live in Butternut. Yes, we're the home of the Butternutters. Don't go anywhere. We'll wrap it up after this.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The Wisconsin Elections Commission issued a highly critical report of the City of Madison's former clerk after investigating how 193 mail-in ballots were left uncounted after the 2024 general election. The clerk was suspended by the city, then subsequently resigned. November 12th, a staff member alerted City Clerk Mary Beth Witzel Bell that a sealed ballot courier bag had been found, but Witzel Bell allegedly gave the staff no instructions to open or otherwise investigate, did not alert state or county officials, and went on vacation the next day. Just before Thanksgiving, unaware that an unopened bag had been found, an elections inspector reported a discrepancy in wards 56 and 65. December 2nd, inspectors found another unopened courier bag containing 125 uncounted ballots. The 400-page report found several leadership and procedural failures. It concluded, quote, rather than acknowledge these significant errors, the city clerk and her staff either ignored the issue or willfully refused to inform the necessary parties and seek assistance. These actions resulted in nearly 200 lawful voters' votes going uncounted, an unconscionable result, unquote. The report orders the City of Madison to complete several procedural reforms before the next statewide election in February 2026. We've linked to the full report at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In a chaotic and somewhat discombobulating end to the process, Wisconsin lawmakers passed a state budget and Governor Tony Evers signed it into law at about 1:30 a.m. on July 3rd. What made this budget different from the others signed in this era of divided government is that Democratic votes were needed to pass the budget in the state Senate. Part of the reason that was made possible is because of new, fairer maps. Last November, Senate Democrats flipped four seats, shrinking the Republican majority to just an 18-15 margin. Now, candidates are already lining up to take this the rest of the way and flip the chamber. Democrat Jenna Jacobson, who currently serves in the Assembly, is now running for Senate, challenging Republican Howard Markline in the 17th District. If Democrats can flip that district and one more seat, they could control the state Senate for the first time in more than 15 years. That would be a big deal for state politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We've got Chris from Nina. What's your thought this afternoon, Chris?
Oftentimes you have only one set of viewers that will watch Fox News or watch CNN. What I really actually love and respect from all your viewers is the fact that you tend to have viewers that think on both sides of the aisle. To be open-minded, you need to be willing to listen and learn and possibly change your mind. You don't have to change your mind, but just being willing to listen.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is now 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS News, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather with Brittany Merlot and her team and our great sports reporter Mike Clemens on the Brewers and more sports news as well, followed by another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 4 until 6, and that will be followed by Pete Schwabba and Nightlight. Stick around for that. It'll be a good time to have by all for sure. And tomorrow, we're all going to be back starting with 9 o'clock show with Matt and Air on air from 9 until 11. Jane and Greg live from The Lot across from Muskie 101 in Hayward, Wisconsin. And then we'll take over the baton, the broadcast baton at 2 o'clock there on the lot as well. Come on out, bring your lawn chair, bring your favorite beverage, and meet Jane, Greg, and I. We'll have some coffee. We'll see if there's any Kringle left over. We have to buy something else. I'm not sure.
I think the Kringle has been crushed.
I think so. Along with Jane and Greg, we're here with Big G, our sales director here for Civic Media up north. Big G, we're talking about, again, I always like to buy local newspapers when I go into a place.
Definitely.
And you got the Price County Review here. Concrete park repairs begin. I know Jane Kelly talked with you guys about this on
morning.
Your show.
Yes, yep.
This is a big deal up here, Big G.
Yeah, it is. Fred Smith originally started that. And it's you have to go and see it. It's the artwork, like with Kelly with the art studio here. Yeah. Different form of art, but it's all statuesque rock, soldiers and horses from World War One and Two, kind of just a whole history of a thing, and it's really neat to walk through.
And and this gentleman hand carved these.
Yes, he he actually handmade them, painted them, and so forth. So it's a it's quite a treasure for Phillips. It's a must-see when you come to Phillips.
Oh, that's amazing. Jane, these are the stories that we don't hear about, unfortunately, yeah, I don't think, in more urban areas. We just don't.
Totally
so
agree.
You look at it, when people come to a town, you know, like I was just on a trip up to the Keweenaw Peninsula, and it's really a neat, you know, it's a neat, different, little different culture than here because, you know, you go to the gas station here, you put your credit card in, and you pay for your gas outside. There you might pull into a station, there's one single pump, and it's probably got maybe premium only, and you go there and you fill up, and then, of course, you walk inside, and there's a bar in there also, so you can
fill up,
yeah. You know, so.
Harry, Wisconsin.
It's really a neat, deal, and we went up to the Porcupine Lake of the Clouds and Rock Mountain and everything, and so, I mean, there's just so much between Wisconsin, Michigan, that you can see here, and every town has a specialty. Every
yes.
town has a little specialty. We stayed in Calumet there, and we went to Jim's Pizza, and I mean, excellent pizza.
Yeah.
So I mean,
that's
it's just
great.
A lot of fun. And of course, there's beautiful golf courses up here and stuff too.
And Big G is a mean golfer. We're at the Burka, in the middle of winter, people are challenging him to golf it over there in Hayward. Before we get out of here, Jane, you by the way, Paul back home in Milwaukee, Jane's husband, Paul, make sure the credit card is full
because it's full.
Jane has gone shopping.
I went shopping. I told him. I said right before the end of the show, I was going to buy some stained glass.
Look at this.
So I bought the stained glass from Kelly's here, the Fanatical Fish Art Gallery here in downtown Butternut. I'm just so impressed by the number of artists, the quality of the art. It's fabulous. These are, again, the things that bind us all together and the human need to create and be expressive, and you find it in all different ways and all across the state. It's magical.
Yeah, it really is. Greg?
I want to bring up something that we talked about with Kelly earlier in the day, was that if you are looking, if you have the interest to do something like this, art and expressing yourself, it's never too late to try, never too late to start, never too late to learn. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't guarantee you'll be perfect when you start, but you learn, you get better, and it's just something that I feel like is important. And I think that this place here, the Medical Fish, is something that fosters that growth, that learning, and that ability to express yourself through art.
Yeah, couldn't agree more. Can you wrap it up in 45 seconds or so, Big G? What should people know?
Well, I just want to say thanks to Kelly for hosting us here, and thank you guys for letting me come on here and talk. As I could say, it's kind of a highlight. I don't enjoy pounding the pavement, but it's always a treat for me to get behind the microphone and say what's on my mind and so forth. So I really appreciate that. It's been a lot of fun. Like I say, it's great to get the Civic Media crew out here and let people know what we're all about. You know, we're all over. We're all from Hayward to Waukesha.
Yep.
Yeah. And stations in between. So I mean, it's a great, and it's local talk, local people, and that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So thank you for having me on, and you guys have a wonderful time in Hayward tomorrow. And
we will. Our pleasure. And thank you, Big G. Seriously.
Thank you so much for having us.
I mean, he got me one of my best guests at the Burka Binder. He just went up to people and said, hey, what do you want to be on the radio? And it turned out it was a generation, like, was it three, four
yep.
generations of families at the Burka Binder. So,
years, yep.
Big G, thanks for all of that. We really appreciate
you. Thank you.
your partnership, your friendship, and what you do up here, not just for our company, but what you do for the community.
Sure.
Really, yep. I really, really appreciate it, Big G. And to Darla, general manager up here, for and everybody over at the station in Park Falls, great staff over there. Gray, of course, is on Maggie's show often.
Toby the dog.
You bet. Like Toby, I say, I'll just wrap up with this. I always told my, when I was in the automotive business, I always told my employees or my friends that we spend more time together than we actually do with our actual families when we're working. And that's what 90AQ Country, it's like a big family working together. We respect each other just the way it should be.
Yep.
So.
Yep. Appreciate it, darling. Or darling. Appreciate it.
Wow.
Appreciate. I was just
appreciate right. Darling. Hey, darling. Thank you.
Good thing there's only a minute left in the show because Todd needs some allergy meds. Anyway, we're gonna be over in Hayward. Big G, thank you. Darla, thank you for putting this all together. Jane, Greg, thanks for being great travel partners and co-hosts and colleagues.
More day to go.
We can't wait one more day.
Musical.
We'll be over there in Hayward tomorrow. Join Jane and Greg starting at 9 a.m. for Matt and Air on Air, our show from 2 until 4. Also, thanks to Luke Mathers as well for putting this together. And Aaron Zauber is back at home in Madison. Thanks to him as well. We'll see you in Hayward. Until then, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next. Have a great day.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. We got an update on President Trump's swollen legs this afternoon. More from CBS News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. John Lapook.
The White House announced that the president has chronic venous insufficiency. And before getting to that diagnosis, you have to make sure that there's not some other serious condition. And they said that they ruled out any problem with his heart, any problem with his kidneys, or any blood clots in the veins.
The White House says it's a benign condition, common in people over 70, and the president is in no discomfort. How do you treat chronic venous insufficiency?
The mainstay is elevation of the legs to help the blood return to the heart. And also you can have compression stockings that go from the knee down 20 to 30 millimeters, and that helps sort of push the blood back into the veins.
The White House explained the bruising on the president's hand was caused by a lot of handshaking and the aspirin he takes as part of his cardiovascular health regimen. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.